Relevant Radio. Time for a weekly look at our gospel reading for this Sunday. We have Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle joining us to take a look at Mark chapter 6. Hello, Bishop. Great to have you along.
Good to be here, Glenn.
Well, this week we talk about vacation and getting away a little bit, and it wasn't easy for Christ and his disciples.
Well, summertime is a great time when families are always scheduling time away so that they can rest and regroup and recoup in preparation for the next year. And this reading is really rather perfectly placed during the summer months. And it speaks to us not so much about the experience of getting away and taking time out, but it really speaks to us about the experience of taking time with God. And that's very different from just an ordinary rest that we tend to seek. Rather, Jesus is inviting us and inviting the disciples in this reading to experience a kind of sacred rest, the very rest that Genesis speaks about when we heard that God rested on the seventh day. Now, God's rest was not because the Lord was exhausted, but rather the Lord is introducing a concept of contemplative resting with God, by which we are able to be not only spend time with God, but we're actually able to look back on what has just taken place in our lives. And to have that kind of appreciative, reflective knowledge that in a real sense, we have been given the grace and the privilege to participate in God's work in the world. And it's when we recognize with that sense of gratitude, that sense of humility, that sense of honor, that God has invited us to be a part of his work in the world, and that we have accepted that invitation, that we can offer thanksgiving to God even as we are resting in the Lord. And so that is a very kind of particular kind of holy rest that Jesus is inviting us to through this passage with the apostles.
Well, kind of neat as it hooks together the rest that was part of creation moving ahead to the time of Christ, rest necessary there, of course, then it's still necessary for us today. It's okay if we're looking for that excuse to rest, but not to rest from God. We don't have to rest from him, but to rest with him. I think of
exactly. These
silent retreats that I've known business people and even radio announcers to go on from time to time, and they love them. But that becomes the challenge, doesn't it, to quiet our inner voice enough to really rest in the Spirit.
Yes, it is. And, you know, Pope Francis has been speaking a lot about the need to remember that we are first and foremost human beings and not functionaries. And he's talked about, especially for those involved in the church's ministry, he's talked about how critical it is that we renew that spirit of contemplative resting in the Lord so that we can be renewed in who we are. And not just accomplish the tasks of what we're doing every day. And so he's really preached very strongly about that need for all of us to take time to enter into a particular sacred spiritual rest with God.
And is it helped too, as a convert, I know I've learned a lot in the Catholic faith about the different ways that we can express holiness and strive for holiness and do great acts of service. We can get very busy even trying to do good things, but this is maybe a little bit of a call to rest as who we are in the Lord too.
Yes, it is. And if you look at the lives of the great saints, people who were very passionately zealous in their apostolic outreach, they always fostered an interior contemplative time of rest with the Lord because, you know, as the Psalms remind us, if the Lord doesn't build the house, in vain do the builders labor. And so it's important that we always align what we're doing with the will of God. Otherwise, we run the risk of simply doing things for God rather than doing God's work in the world. And there's a huge difference between those two approaches. So I think that Jesus really kind of draws out that tension, the tension between responding to the needs of ministry, but also balancing that need for contemplative rest in this gospel reading. Notice, for instance, that Jesus emphasizes to the disciples that they need to come away to a deserted place and rest a while, and they're going to rest with him in that deserted place. But then we're also told that the people kept coming to them, and no matter how hard they wanted to get away, there was always more work to do. Now, the gospel presents this tension to us, these two perspectives of the need for rest and also of the need for ministry, because that's always going to be a part of our lives. And we're going to live in that tension. And there's always more work to be done, and there's always a need to spend time in daily prayer. And so Jesus wants us to live in a healthy tension that respects both our need for prayer and our responsibility for ministry, without neglecting either one, but also at the same time recognizing that there is going to be that tension, and that we shouldn't expect that that somehow our days are going to be perfectly balanced just on their own. Rather, that's where we have to take care of that balance, that healthy spiritual balance in our own lives.
I guess a face value reading for me of that looks like some of that rest was interrupted. Jesus had pity on the crowds and went to help them out. Does that speak to us a bit in the same way the story of the Good Samaritan? We might well be on our way. We're trying to make it to church. Maybe we're running a bit late, or we have these great church-oriented errands to do, and then there's an accident right next to us. We need to stop and take care of that person, though, don't we?
Yes, we do. And the saints also really spoke to that, of how we need to be open to whatever the Lord is putting in our lives, and we have to respond, governed by charity, to not become so rigid that we no longer are sensitive to the urgent needs of others. And so that's part of that tension, part of that balance, that's part of that spiritual discernment, and really the gift of human reason and that sensitivity to the heart of Christ that we all have to have in order to respond faithfully to the opportunities and circumstances of each day. But this reading also goes on to tell us something very important. Jesus did respond to the crowds. That's true. But what we see in the reading is that Jesus is responding to the crowds as a shepherd. As a shepherd who is gathering them, who is caring for them, who is guarding them, and who is leading them. And the crowds, on their part, are responding to that initiative, and they're responding with readiness, not with delay. So what that tells us is that we, too, in our own lives as disciples, need to respond to opportunities with readiness and not delay. Now, I say that's important because, just as you mentioned, you know, there are opportunities for charity that present themselves in very urgent ways and in very immediate ways. I would also say there are opportunities for prayer and contemplative rest that present themselves in our day with urgency and with immediacy as well. You know, when you look at your day, how many times do you have suddenly a free 5-minute period or a free 10-minute period? Those things present themselves in our day for all of us, whether it's a canceled meeting or whether it's a delayed flight, whatever it is. Now, we can respond to those moments in two different ways. We can either respond by saying, oh, great, I have this time to waste, or we can respond by saying, God has given me this gift of time to spend it with Him, to spend it either in contemplative prayer or to spend it by looking for opportunities to minister to others. But those are opportunities that are being presented to us. And if we delay in seizing those opportunities for what they are, gifts from God, then we're going to miss those opportunities. Now, we were told in today's reading from Scripture, or for this weekend's reading from Scripture, that the crowds responded to Jesus' presence with such readiness that they didn't even prepare their own meal. Now, that's not a sign of their irresponsibility. That's a statement of their readiness to respond. And Jesus wants us to respond in exactly the same way, with that eager readiness to whatever opportunity He's putting in our day.
And you know, Bishop Muggenberg, we're better prepared for that when we are rested in the Spirit, so we can keep our eyes open for those things that may pop up. Always appreciate your view on Sunday's Gospel reading, Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle. Bishop Muggenberg, if you'd be so kind as to wrap us up this week with your blessing.
The Lord be with you. And may Jesus, who calls us to spend time with Him in contemplative rest, speak to our hearts and minds so that we can always be drawn more deeply into the mystery of God's life through the gift of the Holy Spirit and become active, willing members of the body of Christ carrying out God's work in the world every day. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle.